The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
With a little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
So one of the biggest things going on in the world now is that people are still interested in the Olympics when it comes around every 2 years. I'm not so much because of the political reasons, but what was the controversy about Simone Biles and this NFL player? What happened there? He said it was disgusting how they bowed down, the Americans bowed down to the gold medal winner in some event.
There was a woman who won the gold medal, and Simone Biles
from Brazil.
And Simone Biles and the other American were on the podium with her. Simone Biles got the silver or whatever. And they have a relationship of some sort. And I guess only they really know why they did it, is my understanding. That the two of them talked about it, said, you know, we should bow down to her. And I don't know if it's an inside joke or what the whole thing is, but they discussed it ahead of time so they would surprise her and bow down to her. And she thought it was funny. So it's something between the three of them that they all know that they thought was entertaining to them.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah. And she's standing on the middle podium, and the two Americans are down on their knees.
Yeah.
Like she's the master or whatever. And it's not a good look. I agree with the guy. Americans shouldn't be bowing to anybody because everybody doesn't know that. If it's a joke, do it behind the scenes. Don't do it out there for the world to see America down on bended knee looking up at some other country.
Yeah,
don't be doing that. They even had to drag Michelle Obama out and dust her off to find out what she thought about it. She was like, I thought it was beautiful.
They said it was sportsmanship.
It's not sportsmanship.
But there is more to it. Based on an interview that I saw, Simone Biles kind of referenced, we've known her, so there's something else to it that they're not telling of. It's like it must be some kind of an inside joke, but it has been largely praised as women supporting women,
right?
Other than a few people who are like, you shouldn't be bowing down.
Well, I'm on one of those few. America doesn't bow down to any other country in any form, no matter what.
Yeah, Simone Biles said, we were having fun out there and showing sportsmen. I'm sorry. We were showing good sportsmanship and having fun out there because it was the last competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go tell that to China. Xi Jinping out there looking at Americans on bended knee for another country.
Was the winner Chinese or no?
Brazilian. But I'm just saying, Xi Jinping looks at that as an American weakness. Mm. And so does damn Hamas and all the rest of them.
It's not my favorite look.
North Korea.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I get they're just having fun, so it doesn't really mean anything. And when you're successful as Simone Biles is, I guess you can't really hold it against her or whatever, you know.
She's not successful enough to make America look bad by bowing to another country.
Yeah, if she wanted to make us look good, she'd have won that gold.
Hell yeah, she wouldn't have lost.
There we go.
I mean, I get it, where in her mind she's thinking, I lost this bullshit, so I do need to bow down to somebody, but you're an American first and a loser second.
Stand up.
In the words of Ricky Bobby, second ain't nothing but first loser.
You're not first, you're last.
Along with that, Ace, what are those Olympic events that you say are the most interesting, the events you were talking about this morning? Because they sound dirty.
Oh, they put together a montage of, and I haven't heard the whole thing, Olympic moments that sound dirty, but aren't. Things that sound dirty at the Olympics, but aren't. Let's see this whole thing here.
And now, things that sound dirty in the Olympics, but aren't.
I love that these two ladies are next to each other because they can suss each other out.
I've been through the Olympics 3 times. It is hard.
Action has been tight so far.
Ludwig stayed a little wider on that to open up. Good to poke it.
They were virtually stroke for stroke.
So it's another big one for the Americans, but not as big as Martin Enge.
But what the pullout? Hughes.
He takes it all here in Paris.
That's a good one.
Been a very long time coming.
This has been things that sound dirty in the Olympics, but aren't.
Some hits and misses in there.
Yeah. Stroke for stroke.
Yeah, I think poking in the deep or something. That was a little graphic.
I like it. It was another big one for the Americans. We're not as big as Martin.
There has been a lot of sexual undertones, especially with, you know, the cameras focusing on the pole vaulter whose junk got bounced off the pole, and then the diver was just, you know,
and the
out there.
Is it the Australian swimmer who was sent home because her coach said she was distracting to the rest of the team?
Oh, yeah, the real hot one?
Yeah, the hot blonde?
For an Olympian, but just like one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen.
Yeah. She was the one that they first, when the Olympics started, they were first talking about OnlyFans with her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, yeah. I get it, because she is smoking.
Yeah, so it was over, and she was just hanging out for the next week, waiting for the closing ceremonies, and they said she's distracting because she was taking bikini pictures or whatever. And they sent her home.
Super hot. Where is she from, Australia?
I think Australia.
Anybody know the answer to who she is?
I can find it. Give me 2 seconds. I can find
it. You know Rob?
No, I was hoping.
Oh. Oh, you're trying to look her up?
You look her up?
Yeah. No, not me. Somebody else is asking.
Yeah, there's a swimmer sent home from the Olympics.
This is her Google Australian is... ass.
I put Australian Olympian sent home.
She's not Australian. She's Paraguayan.
Oh.
Luana Alonso. LuanaAlonso. She's a swimmer, not a diver, who got to admit, maybe I said no, who won't get to enjoy the benefits of the athlete's village. She's 20. And let's see.
She's ripped.
She was told to go home for allegedly distracting her team.
I wouldn't want to be in that Olympic village either after I'm through with everything. Maybe because I'm old, but they talk like it's just a shithole.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of things on TikTok, and it looks like they're having a great time. I don't blame them.
People are sleeping outside because the outside temperature is cooler than it is inside because they don't have air conditioning.
It's warmer than they anticipated. So, but there was a girl on TikTok that said, you know, what do I do now that my event's over? And she had everything she did in a day. And like she went to another event to watch the soccer team or something. And one of her things was eat everything. And it showed her just eating. It looked like 10 desserts throughout the course of the day. Like every time she turned around, she had something else sweet that she was eating. Mm-hmm.
You think they have crawfish in France?
No. I don't.
You know, that's a Cajun French.
Yeah,
that's,
maybe.
That's Canadian French, but I probably don't have that. But Paris, I mean, in France in general, I mean, they genuinely do have, you know, great additions that have come there to the culinary library of great things. Sure. But would it be worth it to have to go over there and be in the middle of all that crap?
I don't know.
Now, maybe the country of, like, out in the country.
Yeah.
Past the city limit sign, when there's a honky-tonk near the county line. If you're not in Paris or in some one of those, you know, dirty French cities, if you're out there where things are green, every woman's running around in an apron with flour on her face. Just got through with, you know, got baguettes hanging out of every pocket of her apron.
The French countryside.
Yeah,
my brother went to Paris a couple years ago. He was so disappointed.
Really?
Like, he just had the ideas of, like, what you picture, like the rolling hills or whatever you think about in France. And he went to Paris and he said it's a dump.
It looks beautiful, though, from the pictures that you see.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, you only see, nobody shows you the dumpy parts. All you see is the best
parts. Yeah, they clean up the places where they want you to see.
I know when the Olympics came to Atlanta in 96, we were working in Huntsville. And the first round of Olympic soccer, one of the venues was in Birmingham. Which is, you know, a couple hours away because obviously they had so many teams and everything. And so I went to see USA play soccer in the Olympics. And as you drove into Legion Field in Birmingham, they had made a big deal about it a couple of weeks before. They had shipped all of the homeless, put them on buses and sent them to Huntsville and gone through and repaired the city, and the Olympic group had repaired fences. And they had been working on it for months, repairing fences, and they had even painted houses all along the way. So as you drove in, everything was spick and span, brand new, roads repaired, fences repaired, houses painted. Everything was touched up and made to look fantastic as you drove in.
See, so there, that tells you right there, the a big Olympic event in 1996 was an hour and a half from where I lived. And I didn't go to that shit. So I'm not going to Paris, some dumpy ass, trashy Paris city.
Well, you went to, Australia?
Yep. To Sydney. And it was cool.
Yeah, Sydney's a great town.
And Coca-Cola was paying us for it.
That's right.
Oh. Nobody was paying me to go to Birmingham and watch some bullshit soccer.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.